And then there's this. He is real. He's trusted. He's Larry Potash. Watch Larry and the rest of the WGN Morning News team weekdays 4 to 10 on Chicago's very own WGN-TV. Recently named one of the best-looking anchors in the world, too, by BuzzFeed. So, you got that.
That going for you, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
They didn't say that about me. I don't know. Yeah, maybe David Nakamura, they said about him at the Washington Post. I don't know for sure. I don't know. David Nakamura is the White House reporter for the Washington Post. And I got to tell you something. If you don't have the app, it's one of the essential apps of the 20-teens, of the late 20-teens to have right now, is the Washington
Plus the morning
Post
news feed is great. I love that, kind of the look at what's
absolutely
to come.
Absolutely true.
I like this commercial for us. It's great.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I would like to talk to you about, though. Obviously, DHS today. This is interesting. DHS are talking about hiring 10,000 new folks. Isn't the entire FBI in terms of sworn agents like 10,000 people?
It's huge. It's actually, they're talking about 15,500 if you total all of it up. They're talking about building a border wall, as you know. They're talking about more immigration judges and a lot more housing to hold undocumented immigrants until their hearings, which have been backlogged for a long time. And so there's a huge cost to what this administration is trying to do, officially announced today through these pair of memos by DHS Secretary Kelly. But it's a huge cost, and the White House today had no answers for how much it will cost and where the money is going to come from.
Well, isn't there a hiring freeze on right now?
There is a hiring freeze, except for in areas where the president, I guess, uses his action to move forward, and there's been a few carve-outs there. So this is one of them, and it's, you know, something that's a huge campaign promise for this president, and he's trying to move quickly. The administration is saying, look, it's going to take time to implement all this stuff, some of it more quickly than others. Some of it's undoubtedly going to be facing some more lawsuits, so we'll see what happens. But, you know, it's caused a certain great anxiety among immigrant rights groups.
Sure. We kept hearing under the Obama administration that the priority was given to those who were here who had committed crimes or, you know, especially severe crimes, and that's who they were largely including in the deportation process and going after for the most part. But and then there were the Dreamers who were sort of carved out under the Obama administration, children brought here through no fault of their own with a path to having a home here in America. But I think the lack of clarity here is what is hard to understand.
Yeah, so
who is Trump going to target?
It's right, exactly. It's a little bit of a word salad in that both the Trump is now and his folks are now saying, look, we're focused on hardened criminals and terrorists and those who commit crimes. And they're saying, look, but the category of what that means is bigger. What advocates are saying is, no, if you really read the fine print in these documents, it opens up deportation to pretty much everybody except for the Dreamers, who are exempted right now through previous Obama actions. Trump's not overturning that for that sect of those who came as children to the country. But everybody else could fit into some of the vague wording in these documents, which says there are no priorities. No one's immune, even as we go after criminals as the first target. So I think that's causing the uncertainty of where this is going. They're using some of the same language about going after hardened criminals, but the fine print says, no, we're opening it up much bigger, and we're adding all these agents, and we're deputizing local law enforcement along the border regions to help us apprehend folks. And that's what has alarmed people who, you know, support immigrants having humane treatment and staying in the country.
Well, David, you posted a story a couple of hours ago about the fact that federal officials now are trying to prevent panic over the new immigration policies. Right. And this was who that tried to do this?
This was Department of Homeland Security officials under Secretary Kelly. They spoke on condition of anonymity. They would not go on the record on this conference call for reporters. There's a problem in and of itself. But look, we listened in because we wanted to hear what they were saying. And some of this broke over the weekend. And certainly Trump's executive actions in January spelled out some of what's happened today. And so, but candidate Trump, as we all remember, really ran strongly on cracking down on illegal immigration. He talked about a deportation force, about getting rid of all 11 million undocumented immigrants. That's unfeasible, but because of the cost. Even if they wanted to do that. Now they're trying to say, look, no, we're not going to, you know, be draconian. We're not going to be inhumane. We're going to use our judgment. But immigration rights advocates said that's what the last administration was trying to do as they brought down the number of deportations. Deportations have fallen by 100,000 since the peak in 2012 to the most recent stats in 2015. So Obama was trying to tailor these more finely to go after these hardened criminals. This administration said, look, we're going to ramp this up. And so immigrant rights advocates say, even if you do it as carefully as you could, which is debatable whether this administration will do that, people will be caught in the dragnet who shouldn't be. People will be, you know, targeted that did nothing else and have long-standing commitments here and family.
Now, I want to go back to the mechanics of that for a second, because I'm not quite sure I understood what you just said, David Nakamura, of the Washington Post.
No,
that, not because of that, because of what you actually said. This was a conference call for reporters, for people all speaking but anonymously, on the record, but not for attribution.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's a problem.
And so, that was arranged by the DHS?
That was arranged by the DHS just after a weekend in which Ryan Priebus, the chief of staff at the White House, complained about reporters relying on unnamed sources. So, you know, to be fair, look, the Obama administration did a lot of the same stuff. You know, underlings who were carrying out the directives would speak, you know, to try to explain and answer questions, but they would not be permitted to go on the record. They would always say, well, we don't want to, you know, conflict with the president's message or the White House message. We just want to answer questions.
That's very standard.
So that's kind of what was going on. And there was a, you know, it was probably like a 45-minute conference call. We asked a lot of questions. We asked them to go on the record. They wouldn't, but no, there were three of the officials on there. We knew who they were, but we weren't allowed to identify them.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that is kind of. I thought these were people who you did not know who they were.
No.
Because if you did not know who they were and they were speaking,
did
it would
they
be
use
like
those voice disguise things?
Sort of like fake news. This could be fake conference calls.
That would be very weird. All right. So no. Okay. So that is less suspicious than I thought.
So is it for all of us to understand then that just these agents will have broad latitude to go in and basically arrest anyone who's here illegally and begin deportation proceedings, and that is going to happen?
Look, the administration is saying we're going to use this carefully. There are some sort of prioritization of these hardened criminals. We have a limited resources. They said in this conference call, we're not going to just be like massive action, throwing people on buses and just rounding people up and raiding workplaces. There's all sorts of other policies that govern some of these things with limited resources. I think the question here is if there are raids or enforcement actions, if people come through the, you know, criminal justice system or charged with crimes, ICE now or Border Patrol can go and apprehend some of these folks and more quickly seek to remove them than they could under the Obama administration, where if, you know, someone was charged erroneously with a crime or something, they may have reason to be able to stay. And so now this is saying, no, look, you know, even if you're just charged with a crime, even if you did something that local officials aren't even going to charge you, but it was clear to an immigration officer this was untoward, you can be then removed. Even if you're considered just sort of a threat to or risk to national security, can be removed. Well, what does that mean? And so that does open it up to a broader sec. Again, just the limited resources, it's not going to be massive deportations right off the bat, but over time I think you could see and are likely to see a ramping up.
All right. David Nakamura, Washington Post White House reporter. Thank you very much, David. Appreciate it, sir.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pretty broad latitude, I think.
Well, I think one of the things that they were concerned about is that people could be pulled over for a traffic incident and then run and then taken into custody.
Or arrested but never convicted, or charged even and never convicted of a crime. But
correct.
You know, so that's what he's saying. It's possible under this new policy.
All right. We will have Judy Palak's news. She's got more of that coming your way, coming in 2 minutes.